Good morning to you all today. Greetings. Let's start with prayer requests.
Raiders of our country, refugees from Syria.
Okay.
Brian and Erica.
Brian and Erica.
Floyd, Jessica.
Floyd. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today and we ask for your guidance and your direction upon our lives. Pray for the brothers that are in communion with us in other countries. Pray for Edgar, Floyd, Jessica. Pray for the brothers in Colombia, in Peru, in Brazil. We ask also for Brian and Erica that you bless their visit with David tomorrow. And encourage them, and help them to see light. Pray also for our nation, Lord, and that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. In all things, Lord, pray that you'd guide us and give us wisdom as we look into your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. What psalm was it last week?
75.
So this psalm is the one that starts with my voice, I cried to the Lord. Is that where we're at? Okay. So, Psalm 76. With my voice, I cried unto the Lord. With my voice to God, and he gave heed to me. In the day of my affliction, I sought out God. With my hands before him by night. And I was not deceived. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was glad. I complained, and my spirit became discouraged. What stands out to me here is refusing to be comforted. It's so easy to look for comfort in something other than the truth. Look for something, comfort in something other than what it really is going to cost us to find true gladness with God. And that's the danger that we're in, is that all around us there's all kinds of ways to find comfort in our difficulties, in something other than the way that God has for us. But here is an encouraging example of somebody who was afflicted and seeking God and refusing comfort in anything else than the real answer or the real solution to his affliction and difficulties. And it says he was not deceived. People just being deceived and finding comfort in deception. Is something that's discouraging in the end. But here he's saying that I complained and my spirit became discouraged. I stayed awake all the watches of the night. I was troubled and did not speak. I thought of the days of old. I remembered the eternal years. I meditated. By night I communed with my heart. And my spirit searched. Will the Lord cast me off unto the ages? And will he be favorable no more? Or will he cut off his mercy completely from generation to generation? Or will God forget to be merciful? Or will he in his wrath withhold his mercies? I said, now I am beginning to see. This change is by the right hand of the Most High. I remember the Lord's works, for I will remember your wonders of old, and I will meditate on all your works, and I will consider your ways. O God, your way is in the holy place. Who so great a God as our God? Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You made known your power among the peoples. You redeemed your people with your arm, the sons of Joseph, Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and were afraid. The depths were troubled. A multitude like the sound of waters. The clouds uttered their voice, for your arrows passed through them. The voice of your thunder was in the wheel. Your lightning gave light to the world. It was shaken and the earth was made to tremble. Your way is in the sea, and your paths are in many waters, and your footsteps shall not be made known. You led your people as sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron. In other places in the scriptures, it talks about waters in the sea is a comparison to the multitudes of people and nations, like a sea. And it says here, the waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you and were afraid, and the depths were troubled. And it says, your way is in the sea. Amongst all the multitudes of people in this world, there is a small little way. God's way is still here. It's among us. His paths are here amongst humanity. And we can follow him. He's still leading his people. This man in his affliction is remembering the days of old and remembering the eternal years. And that's just one thing we can think about when we're facing something or going through difficulties, is that all the difficulties anybody ever faced before us, what are they now? In the light of eternity, in the light of time, time just makes everything we're going through right now pretty insignificant in the end. And what really matters is what things are going to be in eternity, what things are going to be in the end of the matter. And I think that's what he means why he says, now I am beginning to see. This change is by the right hand of the Most High. Everything we see and everything that happens is going to be changed. It's going to come to an end. It's not going to be the same a week or 2 weeks from now or a year from now or 10 years from now. Everything that's happening right now, there's going to be a change, and it's going to come from God one way or the other. And what we're going through right now really might not even matter 10 years from now. Lesson, what was your assignment from last week?
To find the teaching in the Bible and that we can put into practice.
Okay. We'll just start one at a time then. With Roger.
Don't have it memorized?
Matthew 5:39. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person.
That too, you can.
Okay. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. And then another thing is, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might.
Proverbs 16:30. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures a city. The Bible says, children, obey your parents, and then you can worship Jesus.
I had Psalm 39:1. I said, I will guard my ways lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me.
Leviticus 19:32. I shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man. Fear God, I am the Lord.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Okay. For next week's lesson, both the older boys and the younger boys, just think of something that happened that you didn't like when it was happening, but that you learned something from, and tell what you learned from it. Same thing for both. You're dismissed.
I had Matthew 6, where it said, where Jesus said, love your enemies, don't turn, and turn the other cheek.
Matthew 5:42, give to him, ask from him that borrow from you, do not turn away. Just always tried to be willing to give somebody if they need it or help wherever I can.
I thought about whatever thy hand findeth to do it with thy might. And this week I saw that the wood box needed filled, and I just filled it without being told. And I just still need to work on that. So
I thought about where it says, thou shalt love thy God with all thy might, with all thy heart, and with all thy mind, like it says there. I thought that was just, he helps us through things.
And Matthew, where it says, "Her smack on the right cheek, turned him down." Also, just tells me to resist when somebody's doing something I don't like. Just move on.
Titus 2:6-8. Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible in all things. Show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity and doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. So this week I tried to sound in speech, which was beyond reproach.
I thought about Jesus said, love your neighbors yourself, and there's a lot of chances to do that in everyday life. It's not always so easy to do, and it's kind of hard to recognize sometimes too. But that's kind of what I come up with.
I had a verse in John 12:48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. We're supposed to do what Jesus taught us. I was thinking about how Jesus taught in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 6, to not do your deeds before men to be seen of them, but just before God. And how that's really the only important thing, is that in our hearts that we do, we live for God and we please Him, and nobody may know that or nobody may see that. But in the end, and really, we have our reward when we do that, just within ourselves. We know that we're doing right. And I thought of Matthew 7, or Luke 17, where Jesus says that if a servant works for his master all day long, and then at the end, he doesn't even thank him, but he has to prepare supper as well. And that servant had his reward of being a servant. And I don't see that. You know, I'm as selfish as I'll get out, but I do see that there's some worth to that.
Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also hath forgiven you. I tried to work at that this week.